Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here this evening and once again to study the truth of God.
我们要敬拜那个独一的真神。
And we need to worship the one true God.
约翰福音第一章第一节告诉我们。
In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible tells us.
说太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
那这个道就是神。
And the Word was God.
这个就是创造宇宙万物的神。
And he is the God that created the universe.
那这个道呢，太初与神同在。
And this Word was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的。
And everything was made through him.
这个造万物的道，他就道成肉身，成为人了。
And everything that was made through the Word, and this Word came to this world in flesh.
他就是耶稣。
And he is Lord Jesus Christ.
第十七节告诉我们。
And on verse 17, the Bible tells us.
耶稣带来给我们恩典跟真理。
And that Jesus brought to us grace and truth.
他是天上的神。
And he is God in heaven.
他到世上来。
He came to the world.
他就成为救世主。
And he...became the savior.
世界上的伟人，他们留下很多伟大的事迹。
And many of the great people of the past human history, that remain for them, there are many of the great biography.
他们常常有轰轰烈烈的事迹，让人来思想。
And they had often accomplished the great task, which allow us to ponder.
但是这位耶稣救世主，他是道成肉身，他是神本身。
But this Jesus, the Savior, that he is God himself.
他又是救世主。
And he is also the Savior.
我们可能会想象一个救世主，他要成为救世主，他所显给我们的，可能是一个很轰轰烈烈的一个事迹。
And we may think someone that to be a Savior,that what he must leave behind must be something so astonishing.
但是我们来看约翰福音第四章。
And let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们今晚上就用约翰福音第四章来看主耶稣他怎么显出他是救世主。
And today from John chapter 4, and let us study that how Jesus is going to prove to us that he is the Savior.
他经过一个被人家遗弃的妇人，然后借着一个小村庄，在两个山当中的小村庄的人口里讲出来说，这是救世主。
And Jesus, through a Samaritan woman who was forsaken, and how he used the opportunity in conversation with this woman, and also that his conversation with the people from the two village, and later they proclaimed that Jesus is indeed the Savior.
我们来看约翰福音四章四十二节。
And please turn to John chapter 4, verse 12.
在基利新山跟以巴路山当中有一个小村庄。
And by the region of the Samaritan, there was a little village.
这个小村庄叫叙加。
And this little village that in Samaria is called Sychar.
这个叙加的人，他对这个被人遗弃的一个妇人，他这样说。
And one of the women that who from Sychar who was forsaken, and she said,
现在我们信不是因为你的话。
We believe that no longer because that you said so.
但是是我们现在听，亲自听见了。
But rather that we have now heard it with our ears.
那我们知道这个真是救世主。
And we know that you are truly the Savior.
我们来看主耶稣怎么在这里成为救世主的。
And now let's study that how was Jesus able to be called Savior here.
我们来看第四章。
And please turn to John chapter 4.
第四章，如果从第一节我们看，晓得主耶稣他特别的来到一个这个地方，撒玛利亚的一个地方叫做叙加。
And here in John chapter 4 that we learn that Jesus arrived in a little town in Samaria calledSychar.
其实主耶稣是特别来这个地方的。
But in reality, that Jesus purposely that came to this place.
在当时，一个虔诚的犹太人，他们如果要从南方到北方，他们有时候从海路，或是走约旦河谷。
And oftentimes, the devout, the Jewish, for them to travel from south toward the north, they will neither travel by the ship, the waterway, or they will travel through the Jordan River Valley.
因为他们认为撒玛利亚地是不干净的。
Because for the Israelites back then, in their mind, they think the region of Samaria was filthy and clean.
主耶稣特别来这个地方。
But Jesus purposely came to this little town.
主耶稣走路可能走了一天了，就走到了一个井的旁边。
Maybe Jesus had walked for the day and he sat down near by the well.
那时候正是六点钟的时候。
At that time, Bible said it was about the sixth hour.
有两个可能，一个是早上六点，一个是晚上六点了。
Maybe 6 o'clock in the morning or perhaps 6 o'clock at night.
但是一般打水的时间应该是傍晚六点的时候。
But ordinarily, the time to draw the water from the well should take place that near the dusk.
我们来看第七节。
Let's read verse 17.
那有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水。
That one of the Samaritan women came to draw water on verse 7.
这时候他的门徒进城去买东西了。
And at that time, the disciple of Jesus had gone into the town to buy food.
他们可能想说在城外过夜吧。
Maybe they were thinking spending the night outside of the city, perhaps.
那刚好有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
And there happened to be was a Samaritan woman came to draw water.
因为这个井是在城外。
Because the well located outside of the city.
那主耶稣就对这个妇人说，请你给我水喝。
And so the Jesus asked the woman, "Will you give me a drink?"
第九节。
And please read verse 9.
那这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，就对耶稣说了。
Then the Samaritan woman replied to Jesus,
你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
And you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
这是人跟人接触的第一个障碍，你我的关系。
And you and I, these often are the first obstacle in human relation.
对这个陌生人，这个撒玛利亚妇人，你很不客气了。
And that too, a stranger, a Samaritan woman, that he was certainly quite direct.
在他心里面有一个障碍，有一个篱笆。
And in the heart of Samaritan woman, there was an obstacle, a fence that separates them.
你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人。
You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan.
因为原来撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是没有来往的。
For Jews do not associate with Samaritan back then.
他们为了宗教的关系。
Because of religious reason.
撒玛利亚人在基利新山自己有自己的圣殿。
The Samaritan, they have their own holy temple on the top of the mountain.
所以这个族群，这种族的这个篱笆把它隔开了。
Therefore, the obstacle, or so-called the fence of ethnicity, has separated the Jews from the Samaritan.
他说你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人，没有来往。
And the Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan, for we do not associate to one another."
他第一道墙就把耶稣挡在门外。
And right away, that the first obstacle blocked Jesus outside.
但是主耶稣没有说犹太人也是人，撒玛利亚人也是人啊，凡是都是人，人给人水喝也是应该的啊。
But Jesus did not say that I am a man and you are also a woman. We are all human beings. There's nothing wrong with it to give water to another human being to drink.
我们看第十节。
But let's read verse 10.
主耶稣怎么回答他的呢？
And to see how Jesus answered.
耶稣回答说。
And Lord Jesus answered here.
你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他必早给你。
And Jesus answered the Samaritan woman, said, If you knew the gift of God and who is it that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water.
当然主耶稣讲这句话，他这个撒玛利亚妇人不知道是什么意思了。
Of course, that Samaritan woman does not understand that what Jesus meant when he said this.
什么是神的恩赐？
And what is the gift of God, to be exact?
这个跟他讲话的是谁？
And who is the one that is speaking to her.
撒玛利亚妇人完全不知道。
Samaritan woman had no idea of who she was speaking to.
她只是感觉这个陌生人怎么讲这种话。
And she may only feel quite strange why this stranger does reply in this strange way.
主耶稣没有回答正面回答她的话。
And Lord Jesus did not answer her question directly.
族群的对立，人跟人之间的这个篱笆，主耶稣没有说来，在这个地方，主耶稣没有来打破它。
And the Lord Jesus that did not right away remove the barrier and the fence of necessity directly at that time.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人他们的对抗，这是客观的，并且是一直存在的。
And because the difference between the Samaritan and the Jews always had existed for a long time, and it was quite objective from their point of view.
主耶稣超过了这些。
But Jesus, he went beyond this.
主耶稣要让他知道，并且要他能够去追求的，要他能够知道，就是说神的恩赐跟你讲话的耶稣到底是谁。
But rather, what Jesus went beyond this and want her to know that there is a gift of God and want her to understand that what that is and also who is the one that has been speaking with her.
如果你知道了，你就会求他，他就会把活水给你。
And if you knew the gift of God, you would ask him for the living water to drink.
这妇人说，先生，你没有打水的器具啊。
But the woman says, Sir, that you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
这井又深，你从哪里来得活水给我呢？
And where can you get this living water for me?
这是他个人所拥有的，他个人良好条件、优越条件的这个墙，又把耶稣挡在门外了。
And now, once again, does she bring out the another obstacle and try to block Jesus away in their conversation?
他有打水的器具。
And out of her sense of superiority, she replied by saying, I have the instrument to draw water.
你没有啊。
You don't.
并且这个井又那么深。
And the well is so deep.
客观环境对你来讲很不利啊。
And the condition that is rather difficult for Jesus.
你从哪里得这个活水？
Now by judging all this, how are you going to draw living water?
所以这个妇人她以自己拥有的好像一个墙一样，又把耶稣挡在门外，因为耶稣没有这些。
And the woman replied by using the what she had possessed, and that created a sense of superiority, and to once again block Jesus away from her.
我们再看十二节。
And let's read verse 12.
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水。难道你比他还大吗？
And are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and to drink from it himself, as did also his sons and his flock and herd? The woman said.
他讲出他本身的优越之后，他又讲出他身世家世的优越。
And after the woman had mentioned the superiority, based on the position that she on, once again she bring out.Her superior background that she thought she had.
这个井是雅各留下来的。
This well was left behind for us by our father Jacob.
这个井是雅各牧羊，当他当牧羊人的时候所留下来的牧羊人的井。
And this was also a well which that our father Jacob had drank from it while he was a shepherd.
他们一代一代传下来。
And this was a well that passed to them from generation to generation.
这个撒玛利亚妇人讲说：“难道你会比我们的祖宗这个雅各还大吗？”
And the Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?"
当然不会的。
Of course not, she thought.
因为她认为不会。
Because she thought Jacob was the greatest.
所以这个时候，这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，用她自己的身世，她是他们的祖宗雅各这样的好的传统留下来的，用这个挡住了耶稣。
And at that time, the Samaritan woman once again create another barrier that placed that between Jesus and her, that based on her background that she claimed to be the descendant of Jacob.
所以这个家人妇那个撒玛利亚妇人一道一道的墙挡住了耶稣。
So the Samaritan woman create the fence and the barrier one after another that to separate herself from Jesus.
我们看主耶稣怎么来回答他。
And now, let's study how Jesus replied to her.
我们看十三节。
And please read verse 13.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。十四节。
And Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣要给的水是永生的水。
That water that Jesus that want to give is the water that will bring to eternal life.
这个妇人听了很奇妙。
And when woman heard this reply from Jesus, she was amazed.
她这里十五节，妇人说：“先生，请把这水给我。”
And in verse 15, right away, the woman said to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty."
她本来是抵挡的，但是现在变成要求。
And at the beginning, that this woman that was quite defensive, now out of her initiative, she started to ask from Jesus.
因为她在心里有一个没有办法告诉人的秘密。
Because in her heart, that she had a secret that she cannot tell anyone else.
因为她说，如果你把这个水赐给我，我就不会渴了。
And that she said to Jesus.If you give me this water to drink, then I won't get thirsty again.
他所讲的渴是真正的肉体的口渴啊。
And the thirst that she referred to is the thirst of her body.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说，最主要是说也不用这么远来打水。
It means that no longer she need to come out of the town so far and to draw the water.
这是他每天最痛苦的时刻。
And that could be the most agonizing moment of her daily life.
叙加城里面有井啊。
Remember, there are also wells in the town of the Sychar.
但是这个雅各井是在叙加城外。
But the well of Jacob, they are located outside of the town.
就是到今天现在，那个考古学家把它挖出来，井还在那里。
And even today, this well was discovered by archaeologists and still located at that place.
因为这个雅各井是在城外，是牧羊人的井。
Because the well of Jacob is a well that belonged to the shepherd.
他自己也讲，这个井很深啊。
And that even this woman said that this well is very deep.
所以要拿这个水不容易啊。
Therefore, to draw water from the well is a very painful process.
其实，在叙加城里面有一个活水井。
But in reality, in the town of Sychar.There was also another living well.
她为什么每天要跑出来外面拿水啊？
Now, why this woman every day need to come out of the town and to this place to draw water instead of draw from the well inside the city?
因为这个雅各井离叙加城啊，差不多快两公里。
And the well of Jacob is located approximately the 1.5 miles from the city of Sychar.
如果她是刚好住在城旁边啊
，Of course, if she happened to live by the edge of the town,
她来回要四公里啊。
She need to walk at least.
那如果住在城的那一边啊，那就更远了。
If she happened to live on the other side of the town, she need to walk even further than 3 miles to draw water.
她为什么不在城里面打水
？Now, why this woman would not draw water inside the city?
为什么跑这么远来打水
？Why she need to go so far to draw water?
因为她有一个悲惨的过去。
Because she had a very, very pitiful past.
现在她听到说不用拿水了。
Now, when she heard that no longer she need to draw water,
不会再渴了。
And there's a way that she won't get thirsty.
她就反过来问耶稣说：“给我这个水。
”And now she asked Jesus for the water instead.
这说主耶稣看到这个是时候了。
And Jesus learned that now is the time.
主耶稣就讲出他内心最痛苦的那件事情。
So Jesus began to then speak to her the most painful incident that she hides in her heart.
十六节。
Verse 16.
耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
”And Jesus told her, "Go, call your husband, and come back."
主耶稣应该是很慈爱的、轻轻的来告诉他。
And Lord Jesus properly said to her very kindly and very gently.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
从这个妇人的回答，我们就发现她很惊奇，并有点生气。
And therefrom the reply of this woman, we learn that she may be a little bit astonishing, surprised, and even a little bit angry.
因为在这之前，妇人所讲的话都很长啊。
Because that before this, that this woman will speak in a very lengthy conversation.
但是这一次她回答很短。
But this time she replied very short and quickly.
她说：“我没有丈夫。”
I have no husband. She replied.
这不是很从心里面有点很生气并且很惊奇的话。
And this perhaps a reply that is a little bit shock and also a little bit surprise.
这时候耶稣讲出他内心最痛苦的。
And Jesus began to speak of her most agonizing thing that she hides in her heart.
耶稣说你没有丈夫是不错的。
And Jesus said to her, you are right when you said you have no husband.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣讲出他过去五次的悲惨的经验。
And Jesus mentioned that her five past experiences that were very unfortunate.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣说你已经有五个丈夫。
And the fact is that you have had five husbands.
那你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
And the man that you now have is not your husband.
你这话是真的。
And what you have just said is quite true.
耶稣晓得他的过去。
Jesus knew of her past.
在当时社会要有一个丈夫是就是你要嫁给人嘛，哈。
And doing the society back then for you to have a husband means that you married to someone.
那你要再有第二个丈夫呢，还要再嫁嘛。
And for you to have a second husband meaning that you must marry another person.
那有丈夫就是表示说是正式结婚的。
And to have a husband back then meaning that you married to someone formally. When that she admit she had married five times.
在当时一个妇人能结婚就是如果你以前都没有结过婚当然可以结婚
Of course that back then if a woman never married before of course that she can get married
但是如果你要再结第二次婚你一定要有一个或是被休妻有一个休妻证、啊、才能够结婚
And that in the past that if that you want to get married again you must that be the way or forsaken by your husband
那或是你丈夫死了
，or your husband died，
只有这两种情况。
This is only under these two conditions a woman can get married again。
因为两千年前的犹太社会是一个大男人的那个社会，是不正常的一个社会。
And because you must understand the Jewish society 2,000 years ago was quite the chauvinistic society, which in today's understanding is considered rather abnormal。
在当时，男人有权利。休妻啊！如果看到那个犹太人那文学里面说，如果你看到自己太太烤饼啊、烤焦了，你也可以写个休妻休掉。
And that back then in the time that if you read in the literature, if your wife cooks something and it's burned, you don't like it, you have the right to wave your wife and let her go.
啊，你要把它休掉呢，你要写一张休妻证明。
And
他好再嫁，如果你不给他休妻证明，他没有办法再嫁。
And if you want to divorce your wife, you must write her a certificate of divorce so that she can get married once again in the future.
如果你是一个被休的一个妇人。
And now think, if you are a woman that have been divorced by your husband,
在当时没有说收到被休的那个证书，哈哈大笑的，哇，我现在自由了，没有这样子的。
And there's no one that will be glad because they receive a divorce certificate from their husband.
因为你的靠山倒了。
Because the one you can rely on no longer there for you.
大部分都是哭哭啼啼的拿着包包就走了。
And back then, the most of women, they will cry and carry their belongings and they will go on their own way.
当然如果你运气好的再嫁另外一个。
And maybe if you are lucky, you perhaps can marry someone else for the second time.
再被休一次
，and if you once again that was divorced，
再打包一次，再哭一次
，and you carry your belonging， you cry one more time， and you go your way again，
这个妇人有过结婚过五次啊，我们不要认为她是一个坏女人啊，她是一个很坚强的、有理想的、想找一个靠山的这样的一个妇人。
Now you may think that this woman divorced 5 times, and you must not think that she is a bad woman, but rather you must understand that this is a woman who is very tough, very strong, and know what she wants, and understand what she's after. She wants to find someone that a husband that she can rely on and have a good life.
耶稣说你有五个丈夫，已经有过五个丈夫，就是她真正结过五次婚是正式的。
And that this woman rather was quite persistent, and Jesus said, you have had 5 husbands, you married 5 times already.
或是有可能她五次嫁了，丈夫死了再嫁一次，又死了再嫁一次，送先生上山头没有人哈哈大笑的了。
Or maybe that she married 5 timesBecause that her 5 previous husbands died of a certain reason. No one's going to be happy if your husband died.
每次结婚的时候，她总是抱着很大的希望。
And every time when this woman married, she had a very, you know, active and living hope.
但是第一次失望了。
And first time, she was disappointed.
她可能是被休，或是先生死了。
Perhaps that she was divorced, or perhaps her husband died.
她内心在自我整理一下，好，再嫁一次。
And she heal her wound and adjust herself so that she can be married one more time.
第二次先生可能死了或是被休了，再嫁一次。
Maybe second time her husband died or that she was divorced, so she heal her wound again and marry for another time.
她一生里面真的痛痛哭哭的哭了五次。
And in her life she was so painful.
5 times, 一次接一次有希望，一次接一次的幻灭。
And one time after another, she had a new hope. And one time after another, her hope was shattered.
最后一次她垮了。
And the last time, she gave up.
所以最后一次，她的丈夫是别人的丈夫，跟人家嗯，主耶稣说，现在有的并不是你的丈夫，是别人的。
And that is why the last person, the last man that she was with, is no longer her husband.
所以我们能够晓得他为什么不敢在城里面拿水。
Now you may understand the reason why that she no longer draw water inside the city.
我们用现在的社会文明没有办法想象2000年前啊，现在你隔壁人姓什么可能不知道，以前是一家烤肉万家香的时代啊。
And you may think, or perhaps that it is difficult for us today who live in the 21st century to imagine what happened back then 2,000 years ago.Back today, we don't know what happened to our next door neighbor. But back then, you know exactly what your next door neighbor are cooking every day, every night.
以前，你这家发生事情，两三天全村都知道了。
And back then, if something happened in your house, believe me, within 3 days, the whole town is going to know about it.
所以她后来就不敢出去拿水了。
And because of this, that she was no longer that draw water in the city.
他一直坚持着，在当时的犹太妇人来讲的话，他们一生一定要找一个丈夫。为什么？因为从旧约，他们妇人要嫁的时候，他爸爸或是他哥哥就要祝福他，愿从你生出救主。
And the reason that for back then, that every woman they have a goal that is to be married, and at the time of their marriage, they will be blessed by their brother or by their father, and said, out of you.That there will come out a savior.
所以当他们嫁的时候，一个女孩子的心里面想说，可能从我生出救主。
And back then, in their time, every woman who was married, they all had the hope that they can give birth to the Messiah, the savior.
她是不是有这样的坚持，所以一直在结婚呢？
And maybe it was because she had this hope that she continued and persistand to seek after marriage.
但是每次的希望都换来每次的更深一层的失望。
And every time that her hope was shattered, and every time that she became even more disappointed.
所以最后她变成当时社会的一个边缘人物。
And as a result, she later became a character that which was not well accepted by her society 2,000 years ago.
最初特别来找他。
Jesus purposely came to find her.
耶稣讲出他以前悲惨的实在。
And Jesus then mentioned to her her unfortunate past experience.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
这个妇人这时候才说。
And this woman began to say,
说先生，我看出你是先知。
Sir, I can see that you are a prophet.
这个妇人对耶稣的认识一层一层的加深。
Now you may start to learn that this woman's understanding of Jesus now that gradually to become deeper and better.
第一次她跟耶稣是你我的一个对立。
And first time at the beginning when she spoke to Jesus is a relationship between two strangers, you and I.
再来呢，她跟耶稣说，是先生，你给我点水喝。
And the second level that she started to call Jesus sir.And ask Jesus for water to drink.
现在他看出耶稣是先知了。
And now, and even deeper in understanding of Jesus, she can see that Jesus was a prophet.
他本身个人的问题已经在耶稣的面前得到解决了。
And her own personal the problem has been resolved by Jesus.
主耶稣是在他的困难上面一层一层的跳跃过去。
And Jesus that.Began to went above of her difficulty and the barrier that she created between them.
他从跟耶稣接触之后，每个提出来问题，耶稣都没有正面回答。
And if you study the Bible closely, you will find that all the questions that this woman asked to Jesus, Jesus never replied and gave her the answer that she would expected.
耶稣每次都要提升他，提升他到那个永生的。
And every time that Jesus will reply in a way to elevate that her faith and her hope to the level of everlasting life.
他个人问题解决。
And her personal problem being resolved.
他个人问题已经提升了。
And her own personal difficulty has now is been passed away.
我们来看二十节。
Now let's read verse 20.
这是他宗族的。或是他崇拜的宗教上面的一个隔阂。
And now that you will see the difference that between her religious worship between that of hers and that of Lord Jesus.
二十节，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，这山就是基利心山了哈。
And,
你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And in verse 20, our father worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we worship must In Jerusalem,
这个到底是在基利心山呢，或是在耶路撒冷呢？
And the whether that they need to worship God on the Carmel Mountain or in Jerusalem,
到底是你们的方式呢，或是我们的方式呢？
Which way is right, your way or the our way?
我们看。二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我。”
And Jesus replied to her and said, "Believe me, woman."
主耶稣点出了信仰的重心。
And Jesus now began to tell her the key point of her belief.
你当信我，时候将到，你拜父不在这山，也不在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman. A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem."
基利心山或是耶路撒冷所代表的都是人间的遗传。
And what the Carmel Mountain or the what Jerusalem had represent that were simply the tradition of human religion.
但是神有他神救恩的这个经纶。
But God have his own great plan of salvation.
救恩是要从犹太人出来。
Salvation will first come out from the Jews.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。
And yet a time is coming and has now come.
那真正拜父的要用心灵和真理来拜他。
And when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样的人来拜他。
For they are the kind of worshipper the Father seeks.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这边说神是个灵啊，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实，应该这是心灵和那个真理来拜他。
And because the God is a spirit, and the worshipper must worship in spirit and in the truth of God.
所以主耶稣又超越了这个山，耶稣也超越了耶路撒冷。
Now you learn once again that Jesus does bypass, went beyond and above the two mountains of worship.
要真正的来到神的面前，用心灵，用真理来拜他。
What God wants is when we come before Jesus, we need to worship to God in our spirit and in the truth of God.
那这个妇人说：“我知道，你就是弥赛亚。”
And the woman said, "I know."That you are the Messiah.
因为他来要将一切的事情告诉我们。
That when he comes, he will explain everything to us.
26节。
Please read verse 26.
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he.
所以到这里为止呢，这个撒玛利亚妇人晓得耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
Now, up until that moment, the Samaritan woman finally realized that Jesus was the Messiah.
弥赛亚就是他们日夜所盼望的他们的救主。
And Messiah was the Savior that day and night that they've been waiting for.
这里的我们看救主对这个撒玛利亚妇人来讲呢，是个人的，并且从那内心所发出来的。
And you must understand the Messiah, the Savior, that is rather something that belonged to her personally, and she proclaimed this and believed this from her heart.
这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她接受了耶稣当她的救主。
And this Samaritan woman accepted Jesus to be her savior.
我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
这是她接受耶稣当她的救主之后的反应。
And let's study the reaction of this woman after she has accepted Jesus as her personal savior.
二十八节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事。”都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
Then leaving his water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
这个妇人把她的骄傲留在耶稣的脚前。
This woman left behind her arrogance and her pride at the feet of Jesus.
因为她有这个水罐子，她跟耶稣讲说，你没有打水器具啊。所以这个水罐子曾经是她骄傲的一个象征。
And the water jar, because she had a water jar, and she said to Jesus that you have nothing to draw water on, and that represent her pride and her arrogance and her superiority.
对手里没有打水器具的人来讲，她这个水罐子是她以前的优越。
And to someone who did not have a water jar to draw water, for her, the woman, that was at the sense of superiority that she have over someone else.
这个水罐子也是他面对的叙加城每天所要遇到的他内心的最痛苦的那一点。
And that water jar also reflect the this Samaritan woman's most agonizing pain that she must face every day in the town of Sychar.
这个水罐子也是他的悲哀。
And that water jar it also reflect her agony and suffering.
他每天要拿起水罐子的时候，就想说要到那么远的地方去打水。他要想起他以前有过的五个丈夫，还有现在不是自己丈夫的丈夫。
You must understand, every day when she pick up the water jar, she must first walk at least 3 miles to draw water. And when she pick up the water jar, that will remind her of her 5 past unfortunate marriage that she had.
他把他的水罐子留在耶稣那里。
And she was able to leave behind her water jar at the feet of Jesus.
把她以前的悲哀，把她以前的忧郁都留在耶稣的脚前。
And she left behind her agony and also her sense of superiority over Jesus at the feet of Jesus.
她再次的能够进到城里面去。
And once again, she had the courage to return back into the town.
她能够面对以前她所不敢面对的众人。
And to face the people in the town which she was afraid to face.
她来见证耶稣。
And to come to see Jesus.
她说，你们来看，有一个人，他把我以前所做的事情都说出来了，这就是基督了。
And she said to the people in town and said, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did, that this man is Christ.
所以耶稣是这个妇人她的基督，他的救主。
And this woman that Jesus to her is her Christ and her own Savior.
我们看三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
那叙加城的人，众人就出来往耶稣那里去了。
So the people from the town, they came out of the town and made their way toward Jesus.
39节。
And the verse
29. 39节。
Verse 39.
那这些撒玛利亚的人呢，因为听见这个撒玛利亚妇人的见证呢，他们就信了耶稣了。
And many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of this woman's testimony.
第四十节。
And read verse 40.
于是撒玛利亚人就来见耶稣了，求他在他们那里住下。
So the Samaritan came to Jesus and they urged him to stay with them.
那耶稣就在那里住了两天。
And Jesus stayed with them 2 days.
耶稣跟他们同住。
Jesus stayed with them.
耶稣，他们不只是出来见耶稣，并且耶稣也进到他们城，跟他们一起住。
And the Samaritans from the town, they do not simply come outside of the town to see who Jesus looks like, but rather they invite Jesus into their town and Jesus stay with them.
在约翰福音里面记载的，有很多人来跟耶稣。
And in the Gospel of John, it recorded that many people came to follow Jesus.
如果你跟一个人的话，你跟他在后面，你不晓得他在想什么，或是要走哪里，你只是跟他走而已。
And if you follow a person, simply following, you will not know what that person is saying or where he's going. You simply just follow a person from a distance.
在约翰福音里面，更进一步的要跟耶稣同住。
But in the Gospel of John, those who are closer to Jesus are those who live with Jesus.
同住比跟随又更深一层了。
And to live and stay with Jesus, their relationship with Jesus is closer than to those who simply follow Jesus.
耶稣跟叙加城人同住了两天。
And Jesus stayed with the people of Sychar for 2 days.
所以他们的结论就是说，我们现在亲自听见耶稣所讲的话了。
And now that their conclusion, the word that they have heard, the word from Jesus.
所以最后他们的结论是说，我们知道这真是救世主。
We now believe that he is really the savior of the world.
我们所相信的耶稣，他救世主就是这个样子。
And we believe Lord Jesus is the savior.
他不是轰轰烈烈的，做好像让人很敬仰，好几千万人在那里欢呼的一个场面。
And that he savior, he does not show us.That an astonishing sight, the way that you may find hundreds or even millions of people chanting and shouting before him.
在这里我们所看到的。
But rather, this is what we see our Savior.
耶稣解开了这个妇人内心没有办法解开的结。
And the Lord Jesus, that relieved the burden in the heart of this woman that no one was able to relieve.
耶稣就成为他的救主。
And Jesus became her personal savior.
耶稣进到叙加城里面。
And Jesus entered into the town of the Sychar.
耶稣跟他们同住。
Jesus stayed with the people of the town.
所以叙加城的人宣告耶稣是救世主。
And later, the town, the people of the Sychar, they proclaimed Jesus also became their savior.
我们人也常常处在这个，我们处在这个环境里面。
And often, for us, we are in the same environment.
我们有时候像这个妇人一样。
Often that we would be like the Samaritan woman.
在历史上有很多人的见证是这样子的。
And the many people's testimony throughout the history often will occur in this way.
如果你到外面去看看，今天有月亮。
If you go outside and you can see the moon.
月亮里面有一个神话会告诉你。
And then there is the mythology concerning moon that will tell you.
说有一个吴刚在那边砍桂树啊。
And Chinese mythology saying that there is a person trying to cut down a tree on the top of the moon.
他一定要把那个桂树砍倒。
And he almost succeeding in cutting down the tree on the top of the moon.
他砍倒之后，他就解放了。
And when he was able to cut the tree completely, chop down the tree, he would be relieved.
当他拿起大斧头的时候
，So when he pick up the rock，
他是蛮有希望的。
And he had great hope。
他砍下去。
And with the axe he cut under the tree，
这个桂树可能快倒了。
Maybe the tree on the moon about to fall。
当他把他的斧头再举起来的时候
，But when he pick up his axe again，
这桂树又长好了。
He learned the tree grow back to normal。
他每一个斧头都是带着希望。
And every axe that he cut,
当他拿起来的时候，又是完全的失望。
But when he picked up the axe, he was disappointed again.
人的一代砍过一代。
And human being, one generation after another generation,
痛苦一代的流到另外一代。
And continue to labor and suffer from one generation to another without hope.
就好像月亮上面的骨干。就好像月亮上面那个。
And just like the person who tried to cut the tree on the moon in Chinese mythology.
或是这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Or could be like this Samaritan woman.
每一代人都在努力啊。
Every generation worked very hard for their hope.
但是人在最里面。
But we are at the inner circle.
没有一个人能够逃脱。
That no one. We are in our sin, and no one can escape from our sin.
像这个。妇人一样，她已经做最大的努力了，有五次的努力了。
And like the Samaritan woman, she gave her best effort. She was also persistent. She tried 5 times but failed.
最后她倒了。
Later, she gave up.
主耶稣已经来到世上。
Jesus already came to the world.
他能救人。
He can save us.
他为什么能救人
？Why he can save us?
因为我们刚刚已经念过，在约翰福音第一章第一节跟十七节，他是天上的神，道成肉身到世上。
Because we read in John chapter 1, the Bible tells us that he is God, came down to this world in flesh.
所以因为他是神。
Because he is God, came to this world.
所以他知道人的过去、现在、未
来。That is why that God knows about our past.
所以他知道这个妇人悲惨的过去。
And that is why Jesus knew of the unfortunate past of this woman.
他要来解决这个妇人内心最痛苦那个刹那。
And Jesus will come to remove the most agonizing pain in the heart of this Samaritan woman.
因为他是全智全知的。
Because Our God, He is Almighty, and He knows everything.
但主耶稣也是慈爱的。
But at the same time, Lord Jesus is also very kind and merciful.
如果他只是全知啊。
But if He is only simply knows everything,
他不慈爱。
And He is not merciful,
这跟我们也没什么关系啊。
Then He would have nothing to do with us.
并且对我们来讲也更可怕。
Maybe to us, this will be even more dreadful.
因为一个知道我们很多事情的人，他又冷眼地看着我们。那不是很害怕吗？
Just imagine someone who knows everything about us, but yet that treat us with no affection. Would this be very scary or what?
所以耶稣是无所不知的神，他更是慈爱的神。
And Jesus, He is God that knows everything, but more importantly, He is the God also with great kindness and love for everyone.
所以他千里迢迢来到撒玛利亚。
That is why He traveled a long journey to Samaria.
他来到这个。要救这个被社会所遗弃的这个可怜的妇人。
And he went there purposely to save the woman that who was forsaken by the society.
主耶稣他是救主。
Jesus is savior.
他是你个人的救主。
And he can also be your personal savior.
他更是救世的主。
And he is even also the savior of the world.
他有能力救人。
He had the ability.To save mankind.
他有能力救你。
He has the ability to save you.
并且他的慈爱今天要临到你。
And today, His mercy will come unto you.
在这故事我们看到。
We learn from this passage.
他用他慈爱的话来跟这个妇人来对话。
And with kindness that He speak with this Samaritan woman.
他总是那么的慈爱，那么的和祥。
He persistently showed His kindness.
所以这个妇人一再的来挡住耶稣。
But yet this woman continued to create barrier between her and Jesus.
但是主耶稣一次一次的用慈爱的话来安慰她。
But Jesus, the one time after another, with the word of kindness that he comforted her and guided her.
从头到尾，耶稣一直在应许她的就是这个活水。
And that from the beginning, that what Jesus had promised to her.The everlasting living water.
主耶稣第一次就告诉他说，如果你知道神的恩赐，这恩赐就是圣灵呢。
And the first time that Jesus said to her, if you know the grace and the gift of God, and that what Jesus meant was referring to the Holy Spirit.
这恩赐是白白给你的一个赠品啊，免费的。
And this is the gift, Jesus said, that will give it to you freely without any charge.
那这就是 耶稣后来讲的一直在重复的这个活水。
And this is also referring to the living water which Jesus later said and repeat.
我们看约翰福音第七章三十八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 7 verse 38.
在一般说祝棚节的最后一天呢。
And at the last day of the feast of the tabernacle.
那主耶稣高声地说。
And Jesus, that he said loud, said out loud.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
If anyone who is thirsty, that they can come to me.
三十八节。
And drink. Verse 38.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, string of living water will flow from within him.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean when Jesus said this to us?
三十九节。
Read verse 39.
耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
And by this, Jesus meant the Spirit.Whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
耶稣他赐圣灵给我们。
Jesus, he will give us the Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵要来拯救我们。
And with the Holy Spirit, with truth, he will save us.
你生命有干渴吗？
Do you feel the thirst?
我们一直在追求一些东西。
We often continue to pursue after a certain thing in our life.
你得到的时候可能是一时快乐。
Maybe you have obtained what you want, but you may only feel the satisfaction for a short time.
但不久你又感觉不能再满足你。
And in a short time, no longer you feel satisfied.
当你得到圣灵之后。
But after you have received the Holy Spirit,
你从你的腹中会流出活水的江河。
And from your stomach, you will experience the living water come out from you.
因为你的生命会得到饱足。
Because your life will now be satisfied.
因为这是神所应许给我们的这个同住的圣灵。
Because this is what God promised to us, the Holy Spirit that will live and dwell in us.
耶稣要解决我们的个人问题。
Jesus will also resolve our personal difficulty.
耶稣要跟我们同住。
Jesus, he will live with us.
现在就是圣灵的时代，圣灵要降在我们身上，要跟我们同住。
And now is the time of the Holy Spirit and the time that when Holy Spirit will descend and dwell and live in us.
我们看启示录第二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
二十二章十七节。
Please turn to Revelation, chapter
22. 启示录二十二章十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说：“来。”听见的人也该说：“来。”口渴的人也当来。愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride said, Come, and let him who hears says, Come. Whoever is thirsty, then let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
这里圣灵、心腹、听见的人都要说来来来。
And here the Spirit and the Bride said, Come, and let him come.
那口渴也当就要来了。
And whoever is thirsty must also come.
可以白白取生命水喝。
And you can receive the free gift of the water of life.
我们同样的看以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
And let's also turn to Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the water, and you who have no money, come to buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
你看这里也是三次的来来来，邀请我们来。
And here, again, the Bible, they invite us to come and come and come, three times to come.
你只要是干渴的就可以来。
As long you are thirsty, you can come.
这里告诉我们不用银钱，不用价值。
And you can have it without money and without cost.
但是这里说又要买了吃。
And you want to buy to eat.
这不是矛盾吗？
But you may think it's contradiction.
没有钱怎么买？
If you don't have money, how can you buy?
其实这里告诉我们。
But what the Bible tried to tell us here?
银钱价值是人间的这个，就是买东西或是人间的，你要得到一个东西的一个 交换的条件。
And money is only a value, a monetary exchange that you use to exchange for good in this world, in this materialistic world.
这里神要白白给我们，不用价值，不用银钱。
Here God's going to give it to us freely. You don't have to pay for it.
但是你要去买。
But you have to buy it.
这里买不是用银钱，而是要你付出。
And the way that you buy it is, you don't buy it with money, but you buy it with your heart. You pay it.
你付出你的心，付出你的力。
You buy it with your heart, and you buy it with a sincerity effort.
今天主耶稣也邀请我们。
Today, Jesus also invites every one of us.
我们白白来取生命的水喝。
And you can come and receive the water of life.Freely, without any cost.
白白的是不用银钱，不用价值，但是你要去取，就是要买了。
And that you can receive it freely, but you must buy it. That is, you must exert your effort.
耶稣是救世主。
Jesus is our Savior.
在这里我们所看到的，他带来圣灵要给我们。
Here that we see that he had bring the Holy Spirit and promised to give to us the Holy Spirit when we ask.
当我们得到圣灵之后
，After we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们就得到永生了。
We will also have eternal life.
因为这是我们进天国的凭据。
Because this will be the evidence for us to enter into heaven.
得到圣灵之后
，After we have received the Holy Spirit,
我们心灵有忧伤困苦的。
And those of us who have sorrow and anxiety in our hearts,
圣灵是保惠师。
Holy Spirit is the counselor, the comforter.
就能够替我们解决问题。
It will be able to resolve our difficulty.
圣灵是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
有人身体欠安的。
For those that who may have illness.
得到圣灵之后。
After they receive the Holy Spirit.
他身体就得到健康了。
They receive healing from the Lord.
所以耶稣是救世主。
Jesus is the Savior.
他来要救我们的身体。
When he comes, that he will save our body.
他要救我们的灵魂。
But more importantly, he will save our soul.
他要更救我们到他永远的天国。
And more importantly, he will bring us to his everlasting heaven.
我们再唱诗三。
Let us now sing hymn number 30.
一切的忧虑卸给神。
And in Bible, it promised to us in 1 Peter, tell us you must cast all your anxiety to God.
卸给神就像倒给神啊。
And just cast it away. Give your anxiety to God. Give it to him.
一切的忧虑。
And all your anxiety,
你不用保留一点。
You don't have to say some for yourself.
卸就好像丢。
And you just throw it away, cast it away. The Bible said.
如果你有很脏很臭的垃圾，你丢垃圾的那种感觉就是这个样子。
And maybe you have the garbage that very filthy and smelly. I believe you would just throw it away really fast.
你看好了，垃圾桶。
And you will see where the trash can is.
你一丢，你。我也去再看看了，闻一闻。
And after you throw the smelly garbage away, you throw it away and you just go. You will not stand there, look at it and smell it, your garbage, will you?
Hannah 就是一个好例子。
Hannah was a good example.
圣经说她倾心吐意。
Bible said that she prayed with her heart.
我们把忧虑丢给神。
We throw away our worry and anxiety to God.
好像撒玛利亚妇人把她的水罐子留在耶稣那里。
Just like a Samaritan woman, she left behind her water jar at the feet of Jesus.
一切的忧虑。
And all your worry and anxiety.
我们有祈求的。
And we have requests to pray.
我们也要尽心的把我们摆在神的面前。
We must pray with all our heart before God.
好像小孩子一样。
And pray like a little child.
好像小 baby 一样，刚生下来。肚子饿了，叫。
Pray just like a little baby. When you are hungry, you cry as hard as you can to get attention.
耶稣是我们救主。
Jesus is our Savior.
他慈爱的。
He is very kind and merciful.
有能力的。
He has the ability.
今天晚上他就要把恩典交换在你身上。
Tonight that he will give you his blessing.
那我们请。要接受按手祷告的到前面来。
Anyone who would like to pray for the Holy Spirit and have the workers of God lay hand on you to pray for you, please come to the front.
那我们来请长执来替我们按手祷告。
And elders and deacon and pastor of the church will lay their hand on you and to pray for you.
那我们也请帮助 Las Vegas 的慕道朋友 Linda 郑 祷告。
And please let us also pray for our friend Linda from Las Vegas.
她心脏不舒服。
And she's her heart, she feels illness on her heart.
我们凭着爱心求主耶稣怜悯。
And that with love, let's pray to the Lord on her behalf and pray that Lord may have mercy on her.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together in one accord.